This is Michael Collins Piper live with you here this evening. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make the show. A little bit under the weather, but I'm considerably better under the weather because of the weird weather here in D.C. But, you know, D.C. is weird as it is generally anyway, folks. I have a few things I might want to run by you this evening, but we're basically just going to have open phones tonight. You know the number here, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in. We'll chat. In the meantime, you know, I just wanted to mention that whenever I go get my hair cut, I usually spend, oh, I don't know, $10 or $15, and that includes a tip. I go to this nice old black barber down here on Capitol Hill, and he does a real good job. He's just an old-fashioned barber. But I read in the paper today that, what's his name here, this big-shot lawyer, this rich lawyer, not my friend the big-shot lawyer I talk about here in the program, but John Edwards, this multimillionaire ambulance chaser who's running for president, he just got himself two $400 haircuts from a Beverly Hills barber, and now he had to reimburse his presidential campaign to cover the cost. I mean, I'm not even going to go into any further details of it, but I mean, folks, I mean, you know, even if I had all the money that John Edwards has, I wouldn't pay $400 for a haircut. I'm fortunate. I still have quite a bit of hair. In fact, you know, I have so much hair that I kind of have to shave my forehead to even it out so that it looks reasonably decent. I went to a high school reunion and I found that I had more hair there than most of the guys and probably a lot of the women. But needless to say, I can't imagine any reason why anyone, no matter how rich they are, would have to pay $400, or why, I say, why they would pay $400 for a haircut. And as far as I'm concerned, if there was no other reason to disqualify John Edwards from the president, his 400 haircuts, but for me, because anyone who pays $400 for a haircut, whether it's out of his own funds or out of his presidential campaign funds, simply has no idea how the average American lives. So for that reason alone, Edwards, I have disqualified him from the presidency. I really wish I could disqualify people from the presidency. Boy, a lot of people would be disqualified, folks. I bet you Ron Paul doesn't $400 haircuts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Back in a minute. A few more comments and your calls.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3007, or you can go to king.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, it's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges dumped in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-563. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-563.
With recent international from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money matters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. Support the Republic Trading Group. You're also supporting Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our new and improved website today, republictrading.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Mike Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on RBN. I am, of course, in Washington, D.C., where we're going to be having lots of truckers coming to town to let our government know that they don't like what they're doing, giving away our jobs and our national sovereignty and our highways, protesting against internationalism that has taken hold in America. Good thing. I'm going to try to interview some of these truckers here when they're here in Washington. And you'll get to hear them say firsthand what they believe about the problem facing this country today. And I can't think of anybody more capable of laying it all out than America's truckers, because of the people that They know America probably more so than many, many people. I expect, no offense to you airline pilots out there, but I have a feeling the truckers understand grassroots America and what it's all about just because of their day-to-day interaction with all the people across our country. And you know, this is a great country despite the fact that we have some pretty rotten rulers. You know, a friend of mine made a point to me, I thought it was kind of interesting here, that everybody in the world can tell you, everybody in the United States can tell you how many people died out here in Virginia. They don't have any idea on a weekly basis of how many people are dying in Iraq, American men and women in armed services, dying needlessly. And, you know, it's interesting, folks, because I can say the same thing, that everybody can tell you that 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust. That's official, you know. Everybody can that. Every school kid can tell you that. But how many school kids tell you how many American soldiers died in Vietnam or Korea or even in World War II? I'm not even sure I know the numbers, folks. But the point is this. There's a lot of things that Americans understand and don't know. That's why we're here at RBN trying to do something about it. In the meantime, against some really rotten people running for public office. Fools, liars, criminals. Good example is Republican presidential candidate Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin. Now, he's not to be confused with former Fred Thompson of Tennessee, who's now an actor on NBC's Law and Order. But Tommy Thompson really spoke at a Jewish organization and really blundered badly. You know, I mentioned before in this program how political candidates are constantly trying to really kiss up to the Jewish lobby and kiss up to the powerful Jewish campaign contributors, especially as former General Wes Clark referred to as the New York money man, got himself in trouble for that. Well, Tommy Thompson said that it told this Jewish group that after 38 years government, he was in the private sector for the first time making money. And he said, that's sort of part of the Jewish tradition, and I don't find anything wrong with that. Well, then he had to get up and apologize. He also bragged that when he was governor, Wisconsin had been the first state to buy what he called Jewish bonds. Well, what he meant was Israel bonds. And then he also referred to a Jewish friend of his raising funds for the Jewish Defense League. Well, as Washington Jewish Week comments, he likely meant the Anti-Defamation League. Although, actually, as we know, folks, big shots in the anti-defamation league, although they pretend to criticize the Jewish Defense League. The Jewish Defense League has long been known to be an operation of Israel's Mossad, just as is the Anti-Defamation League. While these two outfits criticize each other, they ultimately report to the same source. That's just an aside, but I just thought the plight of Tommy Thompson was kind of funny. He was doing his best to show his devotion to Jewish power and influence, and all he did was made a fool of himself. He said he got up and said he didn't want to infer or imply anything about Jews and finance. He said that he was referring to, quote-unquote, the accomplishments of the Jewish religion and the Jewish people. He said, "You've been outstanding business people, and I compliment you for that, and if anybody what I said wrong, I apologize. I have mischaracterized it. You are very successful. I applaud you for that." Poor old Tommy Thompson. I don't think they're ever going to name him ambassador to Israel. All these politicians, they really are something. Well, let's hear it for the British Journalists Union. The British National Union of Journalists has voted to boycott Israeli goods. That boycott passed Friday in a 66-54 vote in Birmingham, England. That's pretty good. I wonder what the Zionist controllers in the British media are going to do about journalists. They can't fire them all. Then again, maybe they'll try. Who knows? Boy, I was reading about the shooter. Everybody's been hearing about the shooter. And, you know, they describe the shooter as this one person. They've all sorts of had diagnosis of this poor shooter. But they describe one form of schizophrenia, which someone said he has nursed, according to the New York Times. Some said he has paranoid personality disorder, that people with that disorder may deep distrust of others and see insults and malicious meanings in almost every interaction. Described as a stern pattern behavior. A deep distrust of others and a view of insults and malicious meanings in almost every interaction. Boy, oh boy, that sounds like Abe Foxman in the Anti-Defamation League to me. Is it possible that they suffer paranoid personality disorder? Well, I'm no psychiatrist, folks, but I just kind of thought that was interesting. Speaking of power groups, at the University of Maryland, the pro-Israel students are voicing their concern over the strategic threat posed by Iran to both the Jewish state and the United States. Well, we don't know how Iran threatens the United States. But Avi Meyer, president of the pro-Israel alliance there on the campus, says, "We wanted to make it clear, however, the beef is not with the Iranian people, but with Ahmadinejad." That is, the president of Iran. Well, isn't that funny? Because you know what? The Iranian people, they have beefs with Ahmadinejad over domestic issues, and there may be a few people who may be disagreeing with him one way or another about his rhetoric, perhaps, regarding Iran's efforts to maintain a nuclear program. But the problem is this, these pro-Israel kids out there at the University of Maryland, they are really, for all intents and purposes, pushing for a war against Iran. And guess what? That is a beef with the Iranian people, because the Iranian people are going to suffer. So basically, let's not kid ourselves here. Despite this nicey-nice rhetoric by this student group, the fact is they're a bunch of warmongers, too. They're as big warmongers in their own sense as people like the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Defense League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee, et cetera, ad nauseum. I think you'll agree with that. Well, folks, you know, as I say, it's, you know, this thing, we can't get away from it. It's constantly coming up. David Ignatius is a Jewish columnist for the Washington Post, and he's usually pretty fair and pretty open-minded. He's a bit of your classic establishment columnist. He just recently wrote a novel called Body of Lies that takes a spy novel, take a character traveling all through the Middle East and elsewhere, a CIA man. And in his own newspaper, the Washington Post, a character by the name of Adrian McKinty has written a review of Mr. Ignatius's book, and he says it has flaws. And he says he complains that Ignatius bends over backward to portray his Arab characters as wise, honorable, and decent. and he complains that the book doesn't present the Palestinians as having venomous anti-Jewish slogans, Hamas hate graffiti. Isn't that funny, folks? So now you cannot write a novel without presenting Arabs as the worst possible people. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, now it's reached a point of criticism of novels. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? Just picked up a very interesting book by Richard Falk. And Mr. Falk is Jewish. He's a professor, I believe, at the University of California at Berkeley. He's a professor somewhere. I've done a book, and he's a professor of international law and international affairs. And he has been a very outspoken critic of Israel. And his new book, well, I should say his book, just came out, or a book that he did a couple years ago, was one called something along the lines, Record of the Paper, referring to the New York Times, and examined the way the New York Times has portrayed U.S. foreign policy in general. Well, now he's written one on the way the U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East is portrayed, and he said that you can't trust the New York Times. The New York Times is, guess what, hardline pro-Zionist. But are you really surprised? All right, folks, if there's any callers out there, you're welcome to join us. We'll go to you when we come back after the break.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Take it.
right, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. I did grab the book that I was referring to before the break, the book by Professor Richard Falk. He's professor of global studies at the University of California in Santa Barbara. His book is Israel, Palestine on Record. Israel-Palestine on Record. How the New York Times Misreports Conflict in the Middle East. It's published by Verso Books, 1995 in paperback. You can go to versobooks.com for more information. V-E-R-S-O, versobooks.com. His previous book was The Record of the Paper, How the New York Times Misreports U.S. Foreign Policy. The author's last name is Falk, F-A-L-K. His name is Richard Falk. So if you do a search on the Internet under Richard Falk and New York Times, I think you'll be able to find this book pretty quickly. Likewise, if you go to your local bookstore and give them the name Richard Falk, F-A-L-K, I'm sure they'll be able to order it for you. Very, very interesting book. And, of course, it's important that the New York Times is such a fraud, especially on foreign policy issues, because so many newspapers around the country and the national news media rely on the New York Times. They rely on its so-called reliability. And there's a lot of people who actually believe that the New York Times is reliable. So if a newspaper that they believe is reliable ain't reliable, then they're getting misinformation and disinformation and outright lies. So anyway, congratulations to Richard Falk. His co-author's name is Howard Friel, F-R-I-E-L or Friel. I don't know how it's pronounced, but the name Richard Falk is the name you can look for if you're trying to find this book. Okay, we have some callers, actually quite a few callers here. And I'm just going to go ahead and bring them on up right now. We have our guess who's aboard with us, folks. Jim in Texas. Jim, what do you think?
Mike, I'm just devastated. Completely devastated because every attribute you described to our shooter in at Virginia Tech described me as a resident cynic. I don't believe anything I hear from these people. I don't trust any of these people. So I guess I better get up and start loading my guns up and go do the noble thing, so to speak, because you describe me to a T.
Well, you know, let me make a few points about that shooter in Texas. Now, you know, I find a couple things about it very interesting, Jim. You know, he apparently identified with the underdog. He figured he'd been spat upon for a long, long time. And he carried out his crime on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And, you know, it's very interesting that at that university, the place he targeted were German and French classes. They were two of the classes that he shot up. Now, he had to have targeted those particular buildings for some particular reason. And, of course, I also understand that the NBC has not released the entirety of the video package or the media multimedia package that he sent to NBC. So my question is, was this kid striking out at the Nazis and the evil French anti-Semites? You know, France always has this reputation of being Israel, anti-Israel and anti-Semitic.
Since the Dreyfus Affair.
The Dreyfus Affair, that's right. So my question, I'm just posing a question here. Did he choose Holocaust Remembrance Day as a day to strike out? Because, you know, the Jews, we're told, were the underdogs throughout history. He even claimed, the young man claimed he, the young man who committed the crime, had been crucified by Jesus Christ. So he obviously had some problems with Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm just throwing these little details out there and, you know, throwing them up against the wall. I would like to know exactly in the entirety what this kid said, because they're not telling us in the entirety what he said. They've shown a little bit of his crazy actions, which have been enough to infuriate a lot of people to the point that now people are saying we shouldn't see what the guy said. I think we need to know what the guy said. I think we need to find out if there was some motivation that he chose International Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is a day we're told to remember the underdogs. And he considered himself an underdog. I don't know, Jim. What do you think?
I think the reason he did what he did because he searched far and wide to find a barbershop that charged $400 for a haircut and couldn't find any. That's why, I mean, he chose a second alternative. That's why I think he did what he did.
All right, Jim,
I mean,
hang on for the break.
In Virginia?
Hang on for the break, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins, Piper here. We'll be back in a moment or two. Maybe we've solved the mystery of Virginia Tech, or maybe I'm crazy. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. If you want absolute proof that God works in mysterious ways, I've got it. I had a nice cigar laid aside here that I wanted to smoke during the program. And you know what? It's disappeared. I think God caused me to hide it from myself. And I'm being completely serious. Anyway, we have Jim from Texas here with us. Jim is our resident cynic. But I don't think Jim's, what was that terminology that we used here in that paper? I don't think that fits you, Jim. I think you just are a little bit too well-read for the benefit of the people who want to keep the truth away from us.
I prefer the term realist, Mike, but your cigar probably disappeared in the dust from your ceiling. So, it's just my personal opinion. If you scrape the dust around, you'll probably find it there.
I'll find it somewhere. It's in a white wrapper. That could very well be.
By the way, Mike, thanks to the notoriety of your show and what little notoriety I've achieved, that I'm hearing through backdoor sources that I've been nominated for the Bubus Americanus Award. That people that believe that, and guest speaker no less, that people that believe that someone that spends $400 for a haircut has the common good in mind for the American citizen. And so I feel eminently qualified to make that speech, so to speak.
Well, I'll be pleased to give you the award. It's going to be that cigar once I find it in all that dust.
And I'm also charter member of the group that wants to nominate Larry King and Alan Greenspan as Hunk of the Year Award, you know, for the American Mail magazine, so to speak. So
that's an interesting combination.
Well, have you ever seen Larry King's wife?
Larry King, which one of his wives? He's been married
seven times, but his latest one.
No, I haven't seen her.
Well, you should take a look at her, and Larry King supposedly has talked about that his latest wife, when their eyes met over the room, it was love at first sight. And if you look at Larry King's wife, you can believe that. I mean, she's seen his wallet, and it was love at first sight. I mean, she's a suspender freak, one or the other. So.
I'll tell you a story. I know somebody who is somewhat famous. He's the kind of person that he's famous. Let's just put it that way. He's very, very well known, particularly here in the United States, but internationally. He told me a story that one time he was in a restaurant here in Washington, and Larry King, and he hates Larry King's guts, but Larry King practically tripped over the table trying to shake this guy's hand and saying, "Oh, I know you, blah, 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 blah. I've always been
a good-looking woman with him, didn't he?"
As a matter of fact, he did.
I already guessed the whole plot, see? That's why I'm Jim from Texas, because I can guess the plot before you even say it. The guy had a good-looking woman with him, and Larry was after
her. I'm going to
ruin your story, Mike?
Well, that's basically all there is to the story. It's just that Larry King, his apparent deep-seated desires are to be as one with famous people. He's always dropping names, you know, of, oh, this person and that person. So I said to my friend, I said, well, I'm not surprised. I said, he's a real name dropper. He wants to know everybody who's a little bit more famous than everybody else.
Well, yeah, but he's a hard-hitting interviewer. We all know that, so... I can imagine him interviewing Bibi and Netanyahu and really hitting him some real hard, pertinent questions.
Jim, I'm going to take up the time to tell the two very funny Larry King stories. I used to listen to Larry King late at night sometimes to go to sleep by.
You must have been either very drunk or very desperate.
We're very desperate to go to sleep. I figured it would bore me enough to put me to sleep. But one night, Larry King had on this nice lady who was talking all about nice feminist things, and Larry King was huffing and puffing and grunting. Larry King kind of grunts just like Daryl Bradford Smith, but in any case, he was grunting in agreement with this young lady, and then this young lady went on to say, talking about the problem of so many women being raped, she said, "That's why I strongly urge women to go out and take the National Rifle Association's firearms courses for women, and then after they've taken those courses, to go out and buy a firearm, buy a pistol that they can carry in their purse, a pistol that they know how to use." You could hear Larry King gulping and spitting and sputtering, and he said, "Excuse me, wait a minute, did I hear you say you think women should get guns?" And this nice feminist lady who he'd been grunting over for the previous hour said, "Oh, yes, it's very, very important. I think women need to know how to defend themselves, and they need to carry guns." I want to tell you, Larry King was very disturbed and very silent after that. Another time, which I thought was kind of funny, after Jacqueline Kennedy died, he had John F. Kennedy Jr. on the show. And, you know, Jackie Kennedy had a lover, Maurice Templesman, who was a Belgian Jew who worked for the Mossad and the CIA, apparently, for many years. He was a diamond dealer.
Gee, that's amazing. She had that, and she had the Greek Jew with the shipping magnet. That's astounding. Even the cynic Jim is amazed at this.
Well, in any case, after King mentioned this to son John Jr., he said, oh, he was a wonderful man. And he couldn't remember, Larry King couldn't remember the guy's name. And he kept saying, you know who I'm referring to. What's his name? And finally, John F. Kennedy Jr. kind of mumbled, oh, yes, Maurice. Well, apparently what Larry King didn't know was that right after Jacqueline Kennedy died, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his sister Caroline kicked Maurice Templesman out of their mother's apartment. They didn't want this particular piece of garbage in their life anymore. But, again, it was just kind of funny because Larry King, again, you know, he as much as he jabbers, as much as he talks, he's really not that bright a guy. And it's always amazed me that he's been given the kind of media attention that he has. But
well, wait a minute. He's given the media attention by his brethren. They can make anybody famous.
Well,
anybody they choose to make famous, they can make Al Gore famous. Look, this guy's got a look in his eye like a deer in a headlight. He's dumber than a fence post.
Well,
they can make him famous.
Well, that's exactly right, and they've done it with Larry King. Jim, listen, I got to move on here. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, how are you doing tonight? Bob in Texas, are you still with us? I think we lost Bob in Texas. Well, we had Jim in Texas, but we lost Bob in Texas. All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, are you out there?
Yeah.
Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Dutton, Alabama.
Dutton, Alabama. Oh, okay, I scribbled down something. I couldn't quite tell what it was.
Yeah,
Dan, how are you doing tonight?
I've got two things for you.
Go ahead.
I want to find something out. We pulled off Chertoff off internet the other day, and it told all about how wonderful he was and everything. They said he was born in the United States, and yet I hear Tex Mars and a bunch of other people said he was born over in Israel. So I wonder if you know which one that is.
Well, I tell you, as far as I know, he was born in the United States, but his mother is an Israeli.
Yes.
Now it's conceivable that he was born in Israel. But to the best of my memory, he was born in the United States. But he holds dual U.S. Israeli citizenship, just
yes.
by virtue of the right of return to Israel, and by the fact that his mother is an Israeli citizen.
Yeah, I heard he was a stable boy.
A stable boy.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about is that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing you never hear nobody say. The first shot was 7:15, and it was 2 hours last before the police, and the police were held back for 2 hours until the FBI got all set up. And that guy could, if he wasn't messing with that recording, I think he could have killed another 100 people in there.
Well, it's not clear. I tell you, there's a lot of the stuff that they're talking about is not clear as to exactly what was going on. I gather that he made the recording even before he shot the first girl, but then after he shot her and the other guy, then he went and mailed it off to NBC. But, you know, in all fairness, you know, I tell you, I'm hearing a lot of speculation and a lot of criticism of the police and so forth. But, you know, I tell you something, I can understand. I mean, you know, usually if someone commits a murder, when someone is found murdered, then the police come and they start looking and so forth. You know, a lot of times they don't have any idea who committed the crime. And they were looking in the direction of someone who knew this girl, and they were checking out her boyfriend and so forth. I can understand why there would be a two-hour delay.
Well, they said that they was held back. The police were outside of the building banging their hands against the wall. This was a man that was there, I heard on another talk show, and he was there.
Well, where were the police standing outside pounding their hands against the wall?
They must have been right close to that building because they said they was mad. They heard a shooting, but they couldn't go in there. They held them all
well,
out.
Well, you're talking about the building where the second shots were fired, the second round where all
yeah,
the people...
It must have been because he said he was there, and the police being mad because they couldn't get in there, and they could have stopped him. He wouldn't have killed more than maybe one or two people.
Well, are you saying that the police were already on the scene outside building?
It was on the scene. Matter of fact, he was outside ducking behind trees. They stand back out there. They just stay out of the way so it wouldn't be so they wouldn't be shot.
Well, you know, it's funny. I you know, see, like I say, I haven't followed the details on it for the very simple reason that, you know, in the first couple days of things like this, you know, you hear all sorts of stories. Some of them may be true. Some of them may not be. I really haven't seen or heard anything just yet that I've seen. Now, let me qualify that. I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe that this is anything more than just somebody driven by some reason, probably just because he was crazy. And I know it's not politically correct to say people are crazy, but the guy was clearly crazy. Mm-hmm. Whether he was driven crazy through mind control or what have you, maybe he just went crazy because of his drugs.
Yeah, with MSG.
What's that?
With MSGs, putting all everybody's food and affecting.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, for that matter, right there. So,
but this is a guy that was there on the scene. It was on Alex Jones. He's on the scene with his camera and everything, and he's one that said the police was around there. The first thing he done while they was froze out. They said they called somebody told them to don't let the police go in there until the FBI gets there and get all set up. So they waited for 2 hours while the FBI come from Roanoke.
Well, I mean, I didn't hear the broadcast you're talking about, and I would just caution anybody I'm the biggest conspiracy theorist in the world, but I mean, things like this do happen. I mean, mm-hmm. People do go crazy and go out and kill a lot of people. It doesn't necessarily have to be that the government is doing it to provoke more gun control laws, and I am against gun control. As we know it, you know, as we see all this that's being promoted. But, we have enough very real conspiracies going on that, you know, there's a lot of things that the police do in crisis situations that a lot of times, you know, don't seem like the logical thing to do to some of us who are standing outside watching, you know what I mean? But you know, they have their procedures. They have the things they're supposed to do. In fact, I was talking just this evening, quite by accident, I got talking to someone who is in law enforcement. The young couple were sitting next to me at dinner, and we got talking about this. And he was telling me that over the years, as things like this have happened, there's been public pressure on the police in various ways to take actions that the police don't think are necessarily appropriate in these kind of situations. So, and that's because, you know, people expect certain things to be done, but then the police say, well, this isn't the way to handle it. Now, like I say, it's easy for us, those who weren't there on the scene, to start making criticisms and start spinning stories about what happened. Mm-hmm. I think in a situation like this, we really need to wait and see, what did happen. And even now, I'm not sure that anybody really knows.
I'm wondering if they can look up. I can change the subject.
Go ahead.
Can the spotlight ask something for to find out the truth about Chertoff? I've heard two different stories by you now.
You mean, well, I know you mean American Free Press. Well, we did have a piece in American Free Press. It was by... And again, this makes it very suspect in my book, because it was written by Christopher Boleyn, and we keep hearing things about things that he'd written in the past that just don't look as reliable as they could be. So, but off the top of my head, what Kinky Balloon wrote was that Chertoff's mother was an Israeli citizen. She had worked for Israeli intelligence.
Yeah, she was a Mossad agent.
Well, not necessarily a Mossad agent per se, but she had some involvement in a major intelligence operation in the State of Israel. And mm-hmm. The actual members of the Mossad are very few in number. That's something you have to keep in mind, but they have a lot of people who do work for the government. But in any case, as far as I know, Chertoff was born here in the United States. But you know what? It doesn't really matter whether he was born in Israel or born in the United States, or born in Peru, or Japan, or Red China, because the fact is, his loyalties are not with this country.
No.
And there are a lot of people who were not born in this country who have moved to this country and become naturalized citizens who are very loyal to this country.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe Michael Chertoff is one of them, wherever he was born.
But he's all for that American Union, Chertoff is.
He's part and parcel of the whole Zionist gangster connection within the Bush administration. He's been linked to these Zionist power groups in the Washington region for a long, long time. So, you know, as I say, it doesn't really matter where he was born because we know his loyalties are not with America. And consider that. We have a man in charge of Homeland Security whose real loyalty lies elsewhere, and that's the problem.
Well, no, something else. There's three bills getting ready to come into Congress, one gun control and one the amnesty and another is Hate Crime Act. And you can't find that on a newspaper, in the news, no place.
Well, I tell you what, you know, oddly enough, I had printed out something off truthtellers.org. That's Reverend Ted Pike's website. And I gave that information out here about a week or two ago. So you can go to truthtellers.org and get all the information you need about these hate crimes bills.
Oh, they're bad.
They are very, very bad. They sound, you know, they pose them in such nicey-nice ways. You know, they want to stop hate and this and that. But, you know, they have absolutely nothing to do with stopping hate. They have everything to do with thought control, speech control, really, in a certain sense, mind control. So
mostly, it's just one reason that is for the Holocaust. That's
oh yeah, they've
sure
the Europe.
Nobody says anything about it.
That's how they work it. They want to twist and turn and pass on the lies. Well, listen, Dan, thanks for your call.
Right,
appreciate
fine.
It. All right, we'll bring up Joe when we come back. Joe, hang in there if you're still there.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour for this week. Yes, folks, we have Joe in Arkansas. I'm going to bring Joe up right now. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, and you?
Well, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here.
Okay, I'm glad you are. Well, I got a haircut story I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
And that's in about 1985, I was living in a small town in Northern California called Grass Valley, and a new hairstyling place opened up. And they went to the newspaper to place an ad for their opening day special, and their ad was to say, opening day special, hairstyle only $10.
Okay.
But somehow the newspaper got it wrong and made a typo, and so what they ended up advertising in the newspaper was, opening day special, hairstyle only $100. And so what happened was they had movie stars flying in from Hollywood for their $100 hairstyle.
No kidding.
No kidding. That's what they told me. I heard that right.
I believe that. I'll tell you why I believe that, because it just goes to show you that people can so be easily misled. You can put a premium price on something, and people will run out to buy it. And I told the story here that just recently happened in Washington. This world-famous violinist, Joshua Bell, played by the subway here in Washington. And one person out of all the hundreds who passed by apparently recognized him. And other people who probably, if they had heard that Joshua Bell was playing at the Kennedy Center and they could pay $200 to hear him, they would trip over themselves to get down there to hear him play. But here he was out there. They didn't have any big signs up saying world-famous violinist playing. And people jump right into it. It goes to show you the power of the media.
Well, I think what it obviously shows you is that people think that Joshua Bell is a great violinist because the critics and the newspapers tell them that
exactly.
Joshua Bell is a great violinist,
and you know,
not because they personally recognize great violin playing when they hear it.
Exactly. You see, it's just, I unfortunately have been smoking cigars for a long, long time. And I smoked them before they were popular. But then all of a sudden, the big cigar companies in league with a big publishing concern suddenly put out a magazine promoting cigars. And then all of a sudden, all the big shots here on Capitol Hill started smoking cigars again. I used to walk down Capitol Hill smoking a cigar, and people would practically spit on me and say, oh, that stinks, that's terrible. And the next thing you knew, everybody on Capitol Hill was smoking cigars again. And the cigar companies were smart. They were putting out these real, rotten, cheap cigars and putting premium prices on them, and people were buying them by the box fulls. So it just goes to show you, people are easily manipulated. You know, these big advertising companies, they know how to twist our minds and bend our minds. So what happened up there in, what do you call it, Grass Valley or whatever?
Yeah, Grass Valley California.
Well, sounds to me like a lot of those stars are smoking a little bit too much grass.
All right. They thought they were in on the big end deal of the century or something like that.
That's right, exactly. All right, Joe, thanks for your call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, signing off for the weekend. Next week, the big truckers convocation, so to speak. Big truckers invasion here in Washington and all over the country. Let's give them our support. I'm going to try to get down there and interview a few of those guys for the Republic Broadcasting Network and for American Free Press. Stay tuned, folks, for Rick Adams and more good programming. Have a good weekend.
It's true.